Teatro Comunale Sollima, Sollima Town Theatre. The theatre was built thanks to the dedicated campaign by the Marsala nobleman Giovanni Nuccio, who submitted a request to King Ferdinand IV in the early 1800s for a license to build and open a theatre. It was opened in 1819, but was closed a few years later. When Nuccio died in 1826, he left a request in his will that the theatre be closed within a year from his death. In 1840, the Municipal Council expropriated the building and designated it for use as a music centre. The building has been restored several times, and its current neoclassical appearance is due to remodelling work based on a design by Antonio Tumbarello, while the interior decorations were designed by the Florentine painter Tito Covoni. Subsequently, it was used as a forum for the post-war political debates held in connection with the election of the first Republican Parliament and as a premises for the Music College. Following this period, the building was abandoned and left to decay. After the dramatic Belice earthquake of 1968, which only marginally affected the city of Marsala, it was declared unfit for use. But following recent restoration works, the building has regained some of its former splendour and the theatre was reopened in 1994. Music and prose seasons are currently held there annually. The neoclassical facade has two levels divided by a cornice and is surmounted by a pediment. There are numerous externally facing windows with brackets and volutes. Inside the theatre, the boxes, stalls and the gallery can hold an audience of up to 300 people. A seat at the theatre once used to be a clear status symbol, with the nobility seated in the upper tier box and the ordinary town folk in the gallery. At the time of opening, the theatre was dedicated to Francesco I, the Duke of Calabria. Today, it's dedicated to Eliodoro Sollima, an internationally renowned pianist and composer of Marsala origins who died in the year 2000. The other building used for public performances in Marsala is the Cineteatro Impero, located opposite Porta Nuova. It was built in 1936 on a design by Edmondo Saverio Fici on an area previously designated as a film screening arena. Both its architectural design and its name bear the clear signs of fascist influence. The squared building and the bulky half columns flanking the entrance are based on a typical 1930s design, while the name, meaning Empire Theatre, is a reference to Italy's colonial ventures. In 1956, the building was restructured by the engineer Luigi Giustolisi, who designed the hall in a shape reminiscent of a shell. The interior has an ample foyer and a classical separation between stalls and gallery. We'll be right back.